don't look like this goes below. Never said I see it. Obviously. The pain of money. The guy gave the
Anyway, what's gonna be with these Howdies? The mom was making terror. Crazy. Most you going to that show? Bring your chauffeur. You might get stuck on a plane like when Zeta was young, you know. End up in, where do you end up in? Bangkok. You and your wife. Just don't use a suspender for a seatbelt. I said, those were good tapes. Those are good tapes. They were good tapes. They were good tapes. You can't get those tapes anymore. Nobody comes up with jokes like that. It was good. It was good. Anyway, today's shir, Chaim Michael Ben Arusha, happy he's still with us, even though it's the middle of the winter. I know he stayed for us. So thank you. Omer Maxim Ben Ronan, HaKohen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yimkon Dama, our soldier, we mentioned, Reiner Miriam, Rezal Soro, Yaakov Shem Mechano, Esli Beschai Yafa, and Shmuel Ben Devoira, Chai Rochel Pesher Rezer. You didn't say it yesterday. I said the Pesher Rezer, I couldn't remember the first name, so I said it without you. Okay, we are up to Tazayin on Beis. We got to the bottom? I don't remember. Yeah? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we got to finish the parak today. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hosa. Last night, I didn't finish the parak. I don't know what I was thinking. But, okay. What? Yeah. Here, pass me the matzah chips. Look what it says. Give me. It's at the bottom. Not a low-calorie food. If you want to be yaitza, the mitzvah, not look like a yavani, you eat this, you know? No. He buys on TJ Maxx. I don't know. I didn't know. That's what he buys. He buys his underwear in ShopRite and his food in TJ Maxx. You know what I'm saying? He goes to one of these stands, like those flower stands. Anyway, let's go. This guy's gonna go back there, obviously. I don't know what's going on. This Lakewood place, a bunch of Michiganim. Ain Michiganim ki Yerushalayim. You daven a zichron Moshe ever? Not so far from you. No, it's not so far from you. What is it, 10-minute walk? Oh, you're Nate's guy. Okay, Zakti Gemara. He's not there. He's talking. He's talking about vegan, but it's fine. Yeah, it's very close.
You're not that far off.
That's why I understand him. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hosa. So he said. Sanhedrin Gedolah was, he won't stop. 71. Machalik is the Mishnah. 71. It is from TJ Maxx. That's where he buys his stuff. I'm 100% serious.
That's where he gets all
he comes in with a bag of TJ Maxx every now and then. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hoysa. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hoysa. So my time to Rabbanon. Rabbanon Aldo was 21. And it says that Moshe Al Gabayim. Dami Moshe Gabem. What's Shah Moshe Gabem? Amakro, Visyat Swisham, Imach, Imach Vat Badayo. And the Pasuk, it says over here, it says, Vayemar Hashem Moshe, Osfili Shivim Ish Mazikne Israel, Shayadata Kihem Zikne Om, Vishoitro, Vilakach, Oisam Alamo, Visyat Swisham, Imach. So, what the Gemara is asking really is, I saw the Yad Ramah says that. The pasuk says shivim ish. So how do you know that there was more than 70? Rabbanu Hold was 71. Okay. How do you know? I mean, the pasuk says shivim ish. You need a bezin shakel. Ain bezin shakel. So of course there has to be another one. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the 71st person. Otherwise, you have Bezin Shakel. So he speaks out that the Gemara now is thinking that no, the Torah says Shivim Ish. You're right. Normally, you need Ein Bezin Shakel. But Lamaise, the Torah says Shivim. So who says that Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the 70? Maybe he was part of the 70 because that's what Torah says. Ein Bezin Shakel? Okay, that's how it is. So the Gemara says, no, it says Imach, Imach Va'at Va'adayu. So it means he's. 70 is with him. Means without him, right. 71. 70 plus him. Rabbi Yehuda holds is only 70. So what does it do with Imach? Imach Mishum Shechina. Nothing to do with it's referring to the Shechina. It's not referring to 71 because he holds only 70. Rabbanon?
No.
Yeah. Rabbanon? And Rabbanon
would do. 71 without him?
No. He was 71.
No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 70.
Right.
No, that was only Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds there was 70 total.
And Moshe was part of that.
Moshe was part of the 70.
It was 71.
No.
No, 69 plus Moses.
69 plus Moses.
So there's no 70?
No, it was 71. It was 70 total. 70 total.
What is Rabbanon?
Rabbanon was 71.
No, he was on top.
70 plus 1. That's what Rabbanon holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it was 70. Look at the Mishnah. Machlokes is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbanon says it was 71. It was 70 plus 1 because Ein Bezin Shakel. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Also, Shivim Ish. Yeah. So, Gemara says Rabbanon. What do they do about the Shechina business? Because Amai said it would make sense that it's because of Shechina. Amakro, Venasu Itcha, new Pasuk. Venasu Itcha, Venasa Ha'am. It says, Virati Ba'ati Imcha Vasham Vasatim and Ruach Shalach Vasamte Alem. Venasu Itcha, Masa Ha'am. Lesisa Atel Vadecha. So, Itcha is with you, so it's 70 plus you. Rabbi Yehuda. What does he do? Because Rabbi Yehuda only needs 70. So what's itcha? Itcha b'dayim lach, people like you. And your stature.
Status.
You're right, you have to be like you. Rabbanon, v'hakam alecha v'nosu itcha nafka. That, to say that you need to be like you, we ran another pasuk, v'yofas ha'ne g'dom ha'ne g'tana, even those dromas ha'ne g'tana, that itcha, but you can learn that one from the other, and mela, you don't need itcha to tell you that. So itcha is telling you this halacha. Zok digamar of Aiter.
So who the holds it was Mamash 70 and Bezin Shakel?
Yeah. Alts Xer's Kasa. And that's what the Amina was that were Rabbanon white that and the first thing that's what Yad Ma says. Tonabon. Vaisharu Shne Anoshim Ba Machane. So there's a pasuk over here. Vayishar shnei anoshim b'machna shem echad eldo shem hashem imedot v'tanach aleim haruach v'him maksuvim liyotu ha'elo v'isna b'machna. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the Eibishter said this pasuk vayered Hashem this one asvul shivim ish v'yem Hashem Moshe asvul shivim ish m'zikne Yisrael. So Hashem told Moshe go get 70 people from Zikne Yisrael, gather 70 people, and two of them stayed in. So what does this mean? What was going on over here? So the Gemara says, there's two pshatim in learning what Vayisharu Shnei Anoshim B'machana means. They stayed in the Machana. Pasha says they stayed back, and they were Nisnava in their house. That's how we learn the pasuk normally. That's how Reb Shimon learns the next pshat. This pshat learns differently. Vayisharu Shnei Anoshim B'machana, Yesh Arim Rekalfei Nishtairu. What it means is, Vayisharu means that their names stayed in the box. There was a box, like you have by a raffle box, full of tickets, and their name stayed in the box. What does that mean? Shibashosh Amal HaKosh Baruch HaMosha, Asli Shiva Mishmas against Yisrael, he told him, go get 70, go gather 70 rabbis. Amar Moshe Ketzad Esa. What should I do? There's 12 tribes, Ever Shishim Kol Sheva Shevet, Nimtzu Shnayim Yisayim, there's 72. 6 times 12 is 72. Every Chamisha, Chamisha, Kol Shevet, Shevet, and Tzasar Chasem, there's only 60. Every Shisha, Meshevet Zeh, V'chamisha, Meshevet Zeh.
Totally off.
What did I say wrong?
10
times 6
is way off.
12 times 6 is 72.
He was helping, right?
He was trying to help him. Poor job.
12 times 6 is 72. If you take 5, you have only 60. So you're off 10, because you're supposed to get 70. If you get 6, it's 72. If you get... Okay.
What do you mean?
Chapel, after a shiur, take them out to the back and beat them up.
No, like it used to be.
All you have to do is just ignore that call.
Take it all. You ready?
You hit the asshole button.
Nope.
Start again.
Stop the recording, please.
Gary, put that in my chapel's name. Just put a little chapel stick on that thing. Every shishim meshevet zeh, chamishim meshevet zeh. Rini matzel. Oh, 1 second. So he says. So zok the Gemara. A very simple thing. Let Moshe Rabbeinu just choose. Take 6 from Shevet Ruvain and 5 from Shevet Levi or whatever. Rini matzel kino ben ashvatna. It's terrible. You can't do that. It's not fair. Ma also. So bir shisha shisha. He picked 6. He's going to pick 6 from each one. Behavi shivim shnayim piskin. He brought 72 pieces of paper. Al shivim kosav zaken. On 70 he wrote zaken. Vishnaim and niach cholok. And bolon v'nosna makalf. He put it into the box and he mixed it all up. Like we do by Avos Abanim for the raffle. We mix them up. Amalim bayu v'tlu piskechem. Everybody come and take a ticket. Come we shall be other zaken. If it says zaken on your ticket, you're a winner. Amal kvar kitzchir shemayim. It must be that the Abishu wants you. Mishal be other cholok. What should I do? It's not my fault. Hashem picked you. It's not Kos Kinnah, because a raffle, a goyrel, is a goyrel is, the Chavos Yar brings down that a goyrel is from the Eibishter. It's not like we think a goyrel, you know, a goyrel is the real thing. My son got a bracha from Shmuel, and he won the next week. He said it's because of Shmuel's bracha.
That's what he's wasting now?
That's his mind. That's what he saw. Chavos Yar brings down Hagorul Kohagan Yidbak Boy Hashkoch Al Yoina. It's Hashkoch Al Yoina. So they can't have a taina. What do you want? This is what Hashem did. Kohagan. It has to be Kohagan. It has to be done the right way. Whatever raffle the right way is. I don't know.
You forget it? Not that way.
So, so it's interesting. The Mishal be ochelik. 1 second.
Morning.
Ani maaslach. So it's interesting. The Yerushalmi has a. He says this. Yerushalmi says this is Dash of Yehuda, but Nehemiah he says. Nehemiah asks a question. How could it be? It's still not fair. The first 70 guys picked Zaken. And the last two, let's say that's what happened. So first 70 are Zaken, and the last two are empty. So he says, not fair. The last two could say, if we were picking first, our ratio would have been...
I didn't know they didn't pick number 36.
No, it's not what it says.
It says there were two blanks.
Right, so two blanks. So let's say the first 70...
32 at 58.
1 second. So that's what the Rebbe Nechemi asked in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says like this. He says... it's still not fair.
Random. It could have been number 2 and number
82.
Number
60. Who said
it was
first?
They didn't pick them in order.
They didn't look at it. They didn't look at it when they picked.
Who said?
They each took it, and then once everybody got a paper, then they opened it up. Otherwise, what happens if it was the first two? Then nobody else picked?
Yeah.
They didn't have to.
Yeah.
But
that's what it says.
No, it doesn't. It says that. Anybody that says Zaken, Moshe went over and said, Hashem picked you.
They looked at it afterwards. I don't know.
So they looked at it afterwards. That's what it just said.
So what's the difference? Who's first or last?
What did you say?
What do you mean?
Right. If that's your problem, then I'm out.
What do you mean? If the first 70 picked... What's the rule of Kasha?
He has only done stuff.
The first 70 picked Zaken. The last two could come with the Taina. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing this to get rid of the Tainas. That was the whole reason why he did this.
They didn't look at it until after everybody picked him.
Of course they looked at it right away. Zaken. What are you talking about? Let's say that's how it came out.
Let's say he didn't.
He's not helping. But let's say he did.
Hashem will make it not. Just like Hashem is making a little barrel.
The percentage of getting a Zaken goes down every time.
Exactly. And percentage goes down also. Even at the guy who's 63, his percentage is very little. There's only 7 papers in the box.
Except that both the Zakens can be gone.
Both
could be
gone. Let's say it's not gone. It means if you're doing this to be Yoitza of Tainus, that's what he did this. If he wanted to have Tainus, he could have just picked 5 and 6, then he's done. It'd been very easy. What do you mean? Okay, so you could Taina that to begin with.
Yeah,
Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get away from Tainus. So Rabbeinu Yerushalmi is. So if he's trying to get away from the Tainus, then you have a Tain over there because the ratio is down also. He's right, the ratio is down. So he says that that's not what happened. Rabbeinu Yerushalmi changes the Pshat in the Gemara. He changed the Girsa. Changed the Girsa. There were 74 Pesachim. There were 74 pieces. 72 said Zaken, and 2 were blank. So they always had a chance to be a Zaken. So then it was Minash Shemayim. Then it was 100% Minash Shemayim. But it's still Shver. It's still Shver because the ratio is off. It's still Shver because the ratio is off. Because even
72 could pick. Forget about ratio.
I understand, but that's Minash Shemayim. That's Minash Shemayim already. All 72 have the equal chance to be Zaken. It's Minash Shemayim. You pick the blank. But it's still off because the ratio. So the Ben Yada says...
Hashem will make it not all 72 pick?
No. You can't blame
him. Yeah.
So then Hashem will make not the last two be blank.
I understand, but the taina they could have. If it comes out the last two is blank, then they have a taina. They didn't have a chance. You get away from the taina, what's it called? So he says, the Ben Yada says a very interesting shot. He says, this is maybe what Shuli was trying to say, that there was 70...
Don't get in my head.
70 Zuckins and 2 blanks. The guy picked the Zuckin, and then, I'm a Zuckin. He threw it back in. There was always 70 Zuckins in the box.
You can still get 72 people picking Zuckin.
No. There's only 70 Zuckin, like the Gemara says, and two blanks.
No, man. 72 people picking Zuckin.
Okay, Menashe Maim. No.
Answer that to everything.
It's not, answer
they're tiny.
At the end of the day, Menashe Maim is not going to happen.
At the end of the day, Menashe Maim is not going to happen, but the tiny, you don't have any tiny.
You could have just put one and one, and then it was Menashe Maim.
Right.
Right.
Everyone just picked one.
Right.
You have to satisfy their tainus. Like this, the Ben Yehuda's shot, the Chayra Ben Yehuda's shot is the most posh of shot because it makes sense. You take it, you see your Zaken, and put it back in the box.
Huh?
And then there's a list on the wall that says, I was what's it called, the Zaken. I like that shot. Anyway.
You have 70 Zaken and 2.
Right.
It's only 1 and 35, not 1 and 2. Oh, across the board, it's the same. Yeah,
it's everybody has an equal chance. Now Hashem works it out. I like that shot. I think it's the best shot.
It's like every argument. We look at their time as ludicrous.
I don't know. I think the Ben Yehuda's shot is dynamite.
Right?
All right. Right. You'll take it back to it's Yerushalmi. Take it back to Rechavia.
What happened if 4 people pull out the blanks?
What happens if they hit out 5 blanks?
That's Menashe Maim.
Once 2 people pick,
no, then you're
no, once 2 people, they're blank. They're blank. That's it.
Why can the later be wired? It's not fair. The people that pick.
Right, the people
out.
That picked it. I wanted to pick
people
last.
The people that picked are out. Katana, what do you mean? They didn't
right.
pick.
Had I picked last, somebody else would have picked it instead of me.
It made a guy who picked first.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what I was getting at. Yeah. I was thinking that.
Or maybe you didn't tell anybody.
Petty arguments,
no, they didn't tell anybody. They wrote it down on the wall on the side, and at the end, they looked. After 72 people, look. After 70 people, what's it called? Everybody had to pick out. They wrote down on the side, I was Zuckin.
You ended up with 65. Then.
No, you ended up with 65. There's 70 Zuckin that say Zuckin.
I like my
pick. Well, this keeps going back in.
So what?
I pick. So
I pick. No, I pick. It says Zuckin. I write down the side Zuckin. Next, 16. Let's say 50 people. 50 people Zuckin. The 51st person and 52nd person pick the blank. They write down blank. Put everything back. Everybody has a fair game.
What happens if 55 through 65?
That's
all pick
that.
Blank.
You have to rely on Hashem.
All pick blank.
Now you have to rely on Hashem.
Now you have to
rely on Hashem.
Stop it.
Right. Stop it.
Yeah, there is a gyrul here. There is a gyrul from Hashem. But it's just, you can't have any tinies. You all had equal chance.
Why don't they just run up those bear push each other off?
That's for sure. Okay, anyway.
Were you up to another
one? Zok de Gemara. Zok de Gemara weiter. Kayotze Badavar. You find another lottery, kind of the same concept. What happened was over there that first the Bechorim, the firstborn were supposed to do the Avodah. Then after the Egel, that changed. So they were instead of the Levium, each Levi was
substituted with Rabbi Chaya. The problem was that there's 273 extra Bechayrim. They had to redeem themselves with five Shkolim. But which one is it? Which one of the Bechayrim have to redeem themselves? 22,000 are even Stephen. And so how do you do that? It's not fair. You just pick 273 people to pay five Shkolim. So, well, again, the same thing. Do a 22,273 Bechayrim and only 22,000 Levim. So, Ketza asked Lamley Yisrael, Imamele Tanley Pidyon, Chavit Say, Yom Lech Vabadani Ben Levi.
Levi took over the Bechar.
Yeah. So here's even more. It's not just not fair. It means if Moshe Rabbeinu comes to 273 people and says, give me five Shkolim, what do you mean? I'm instead of the Levi. Teichman is instead of me. It means you can't, you have to have a way to say that. It's a Mitzvah of Araya. Mechtesi, if you tell me that a Tachas Kol Bechar is a Levi, then, so Gemara says, he took 22,000 papers. I mean, this is amazing that you made 22,000 people be busy with a lottery, so 273 people should not, I'm saying, you inconvenienced the whole 44,000 people over here. 22,000 people.
22,273.
People for this thing, I'm saying. You could have just said, just 273 people, give five shkolim and stop, cut it out. But no, it doesn't work that way. You ever thought about visiting a therapist? Chamisha shkolim, should we call left later here? Chamisha shkolim, I think the chaburu will chip in. Chamisha shkolim balon, v'nasa mekalfi. Amlan plu piskecha, mishal biyodah ben Levi, amlan kvar padachem ben Levi. Mishal biyodah chamisha shkolim, amlan ten pityon, chavit say, give you money and go. Now Reb Shimon, he learns different shot in this pasuk of Yesharu shnei anoshim b'machana. Still not saying Yesharu shnei anoshim b'machana means Yesharu, two people's names stayed in the box. Because they didn't want to go. They were worried that they're not going to be picked. Elor Meidot. So they didn't go to pick their number. Their petek. So over here, so I guess it wasn't fair at the end of the day anyway. Because they weren't there. There's only
68.
They got Zuckin anyway. He learns differently. What does it mean? They stay in the machan. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go get 70 people, this is not for us. No shaykes. They want novim. I'm going to make you even bigger. It was a one-time deal. And they were nisnabu, they passed, ma'nevuah and nisnabu. What was the nevuah they were nisnabu? So three things. Amru Moshe, Meis, Yeshua, Machis, Yisrael, Eretz. That's one, ma'nevuah. Abba Chan Raimer, Mishum Reliezer, Aliske, Slav, and Misnabu. Ali, Slav, Ali, Slav. It's going to be this whole Slav situation. Ev Nachman Amar, Aliske, Goygum, Mogogogum, Misnabu. Shnei Ma'akarim, Hashem, Alikim, Atahu, Asher, Debarat, Biyama, Kadmarim, Biyat, Avdin, Vi, Yisrael, Vim, Yom, Ma'im, Shnaim, Lahavi, Shanim lo haver eskalem, al tege shanim el shnayim, ve'ezu u shnayim, nevim, shnesnav perek echon, nevua achas, havayim el medot. That's a remnant to this thing. The Yitagirin's Ben Azil actually says that they were, one was a snaba Moshe, the other one was a snaba Slav, and together was a snaba Gogel Magog. I mean, it's an interesting shot. But the Gemara seems to be that there's three shitas on what they were nisnaba. Amamar, kol anavim kulam nisnabu pasku. V'heim nisnabu le pasku. Menolan, how do you know this? Menolan the pasku. Ilay milasim v'yisnabu v'lo yosafu. It didn't continue. If v'lo yosafu means that it stopped. Elamata kol god v'lo yosef. How can I be like yosef? Hashem's kol stops. It's not true. It never stops. Shechina's kol never stops. That the lo yosef can't be that it doesn't stop. Pum fakel lo yosef means that it continues. Elo, the lo pasak. Who? Ed le pasaku. El hachaksiv. This is how you know it. Over here it says Vaisnabu by the regular Zakenim, it says that they had a nevuah. They had a, how do you say nevuah in English? A prophecy. Hasam ksiv misnabim. Adayim misnabim halchim. The continuation. They're always prophetizing. Bishlam adam Moshe Mace. So now we're going through into the nevuahs. So they say there's three nevuahs. So the Gemara is trying to understand from the continuation of the pasuk over there, because it says Adayim Moshe Kloim, that Yeshua said, put them in, lock them up. So what was going on over here? Bishlam adam Moshe Mace. That's what they said. Moshe Mace. And Yeshua's going to take over. Hayin siv Adayim Moshe Kloim. Means Yeshua says this is you can't be misnab like this. Elamanda Omar Hanach Tarti, that they said Slav and Milchamas Gog and Magog. My Adoni Moshe Kloim. What's the problem over here? They were saying a prophet. They were prophetizing for what's going to be in the Slav and Gog and Magog. What's the big deal? Moshe says no. The Lavarich Aro Davlek Tam Lamer Alochav Nei Rabbi. You can't when Moshe Rabbeinu was the king Navi, you can't come over and say it's Nevuah. So Mishlamanda Hanach Tarti. What? Even though it came from Hashem, yeah. But you can't put it out there like
remember,
that.
If you know it comes from Hashem, you can still have time. Right. That's what we said.
Carry on.
So Gemara said, Bishlam Landam Hanach Tarti, the two things, Slav and Goig, Magog, Dixim, Meeting, Meeting. Hanach Sim, Meeting. Meeting. Over there it says, what's the lashon? Meeting. Prophetizing. Elamando Moshe Mace. So, Menach Hava Nichele. He was Nicha that they should continue saying these kind of nevuahs. It's not good for him. Moshe Lo Yisayimu Kameh. They didn't say this in front of him. They didn't finish it. They only said that Moshe, no, they said Moshe is going to die, which, okay, everybody's eventually going to die. So it just means he's not going to go like Eliyahu HaNavi, who was alive. He didn't die. Okay. But they didn't finish up the whole thing that Yeshua was going to take over. My Kaloim, Amalei, what's Kaloim mean? Amalei, Hatam Leim Tzorchet Tzibur, Men Kom Alei, and put them in charge of a shul, and they're done. Rashi, Tosef says,
the point was that he was upset that he said they said Moshe died. Right. He only said that part. Still doesn't end it.
No, that Yeshua is going to take over is the problem.
That's not, what Moshe stopped him. Should have stopped him.
Yeah. No, that's where it would be. It would be. It wouldn't be. Right. The fact that Moshe is dying is not such a bad. I mean, everybody dies, so he's not. He's not going to.
He says everyone gets taken over. Yeshua was telling Moshe over that they said Nevuah. He didn't say what the Nevuah was.
He says there. Really?
Who are you saying from?
I think the Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah and Baruch Hamer. She comes along with Simon coming out. Shemu leirak is a chelik original voice of Moshe Meis. Lo is a chenik asheni. Yeshua Machnas. Al kain toma ma bakach shloi Simon adon lefano. By a chelik original voice kasha over Moshe. Yes, but Hashem. But tirish by chelik original voice lo yinema elisha soib Moshe lamos. Lo yal shemaim. Chai kel yonovi. Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says.
He says straight out, just not like that, from the Yad Ramah and the Aruch Hamer.
Not like that?
Yeah.
He brings down Yad Ramah?
It says, Yeshua told Moshe only that Elder made the word prophetizing in the camp. He did not reveal the content of the prophecy.
It's a different one.
This is clear. This is black and white.
I understand. I'm for once you're right.
Okay.
Who's that? The Margolius here?
No, the Aruch Lena, Yad Ramah.
Who you bring that?
No, Mike Olsen. Yeah, but he's more reliable than.
I'm just curious. I'm asking.
We can look up the Aruch Lener. The Yad Ramah. They bring him Shem Yad Ramah?
Yeah.
Not to Mike Olsen.
I'm going to look it up soon. Okay.
You sure you guys are both in Sanhedrin?
No, there's no Kishuk. I didn't look at Kishuk today. I didn't have time. Anyway, let's go. From Tarta Mima.
Really? That is not reliable.
Minayin Lahavi Oich Shloish. Oh, what does it mean, Kol Malem? So Tosha says, Pirish nevuos akolod ain't shchini sharem tach atzvos. Now there's simcha. You got to be happy. So, like the song. Is a machmir for Rashi. It's a zingin and zingin. Man.
Start
aging, aging yourself. You sing that song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This is 25 years ago. I don't know how many years ago. Woo. Minay lavi oich loisha. So, the Mishnah said we got to finish the parak. We got a lot to do. I'm gonna skip. Oh, minay lavi oich loisha. Go to the, put them in charge of a shul. Okay, fine, I'm sorry. So Gemara says...
You joined Avi? Moshe, you joined Avi?
Yeah, I'm in the
group.
So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, v'shaftu eidah, v'tzilu eidah. How do you know Esther v'shloisha? It says, v'shaftu eidah, pay attention, v'tzilu eidah. Eidah shafet, v'eidah matzel, so can Esther. And then it says, one second. Shemani she'ayim mal toiva. Im ken lomene macheram lahatis. Lo ki atias lo toiva, atias lo ro, atias lo toiva, al pi echad, atias lo ro, al pi shnayim. In order to have atias lo ro, you need two. Two above the vote. So soif saw, soif soif right tomorrow, lo ro al pi shnayim, lo mishkachas lo. Why? Yachad osa mezaken, vishnay asa mechayven, akati chadhu. That's one. Yasar mezaken, vishoysa mechayven, osa mechayven, is tlosa hava. So what's going on? Amar Avvo, yet the el b'maysifin. What happens is v'divra kol. You have 11 and 11. One guy, 11 is 22. One guy says I don't know. So we bring in another two. At that point, you have even 23, 24. Even you have at that point you have two that are saying l'ra. According to him, that's Divra Kol, and according to Yehuda, who holds 70, so you could also have two because you have 30, you could have 30, 34, and 36, right? So you have two lira. Pshita. What do you mean? That's what we said. Mao Teimo had come in there. Come on, the Isidomi. He's still here. We have Milsa Shaminalei. Maybe if he comes back and he says, you know what? I want to reconvene into this Bezdin. The high to come any day, command less. The one says no, command from the high to come any day, command less. Dami, you out. The iyama time loshimilei. If he says something now, we don't listen. Mamar v'kanam. Sanhedrin shiro kun l'chayva. What happens? You have a bezdin, and everybody says like by Trump. Everybody said he's guilty of all 36 accounts. Does it? Everybody nothing to talk about. So poitunoi say he's off. He gets off 100%. My timer. Kivin the gamiri. Alonas din lem evle schusa. What happens is, halacha is that even when once you give a psak din, bezdin, you have overnight to find how do you say schos in English? Schos. What was the word you used before? No, he used the word before. Vayimon? Not Vayimon. What was the word you used before?
Kahigan?
Prophetizing.
Kahigan, yeah. So and since they're all passing that he's guilty, so now you can't find the schos, and then this bezdin is not the right bezdin. Sula chazle. Amar Yochanan, Amar Shimon san ene el bali koyim. Listen to this one. You got to be tall, like a yerman. Ubali chokma, like a chaplo. Ubali mari, you got to look like Avi Lang. Ubali zikna, like our from Rechavia. Ubali kshofim is like Hellman, a guy who knows how to do witchcraft. Witchcraft is Hellman. And V'yoydim Ayin Loshen, a guy who knows all the languages like Zonenschein, he's Flemish and all the stuff that he knows, he knows everything. So he says, I'm a Togerman, you can't like have to go ask what the language is, you have to know all the languages. Has to be someone that can be Matar or Sheretz Matarim. He has to be a person that knows how to learn. Maven tov dovim tech dover. Amarav ani odun vatarenu. I'm gonna give you a kavachomer and I could be metaret. Uma nochash. Shem meimis a nochash kills. Uma betuma. Because when you kill someone, the guy dies. So now he's tummy. But tar, he's not from an instrument of shrotzim.
So sheretz she'ein a memes, a juk, it doesn't kill umar betuma, but it itself is tameh ain a din she'etar. Is zecher she'etar. So much of lohi midav a koitz ba'alma. A koitz, you have a thorn, it pricks someone, the guy dies, but the koitz is not tameh. So what kind of kavachaymer is this? It's a very interesting back and forth over here, because the koitz doesn't do it. It's somebody behind the no life to a koitz. It's a very interesting kavachaymer back and forth here. They talk about it, what does it mean? It's a lot of raid over here.
No, but here he's saying it is.
No, that's a Shiloh. They bring down that it's not like that.
But here the nachash is. It's a bad example.
No, the question is the nachash venom. Nachash, it's not.
But here he's saying. Here the Gemara is saying it is. Ma nachash shememis.
Right, and the Alma Lama is saying not like that.
He's picking a bad animal.
Amar Vidam Rav Kol Ir Sheim B'Shnayim Ladaber. Two people that know how to the 70 languages. Echad L'Shmaya. One guy who could understand, like you know, like. You understand a little bit Spanish. Amish even Bob is an Adri. Uba Beitar, Haba Shlesha, there were three, Uba Yavna Arba, there were four. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Shematimani. Donlof name, Rabbi Shematimani, Donlof name Akarka. I'm not sure what the significance of Donlof name Akarka means, something that he was out covered, so he had to sit on the floor. It wasn't the head rabbi.
Who were the three in Beitar?
He wasn't there. That's why he was on the floor.
Why doesn't the Gemara mention the three from Beitar?
I don't know. I think I don't know.
Good question.
Mesve shlishis chachma revius ein lamale ameno. If you have three that are that's good, and if there's four, that's the best bezin you could have. Who damakai tana tana shnia chachma shlishis ein lamale ameno. The maiden. That's it. Oh, shlishis chachma revius ein lamale ameno. All right, so why? Right, so why? Oh, mesve. So he says, yeah, you need three and four, and over here he says you need two and three. So he says he's going to Alamana. Omar holds two and three, and you don't have to, and not like this man. Thank you. So now the Gemara says, Lemeidin lefnecha chamim. There's all kinds of words that are used in different brises, and the Gemara is going to tell you what they mean. So Lemeidin lefnecha chamim, when it says Lemeidin lefnecha chamim, who's Lemeidin lefnecha chamim? Who's it referring to? Levi Mirabi. Levi Rabbi, that's what it means. Donin lefnei chachamim, when it says don lechachamim, Shimon Aza v'Shimon Zoyma v'Chana Amitzri v'Chanini v'Chagnoi. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Chamisha. Shimon, Shimon v'Shimon, Chanan v'Chananya v'Chananya. Rabbi Sinai Shabbavu, what does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Sinai Shabbari Tishrol, when it says that, Rabbi Abba. Dainei Goyla is Karna. Dainei Deir Tishrol, that's Rechavia. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Dainei Pomedisa is Rabbi Papa, Bar Shmuel. Dainei Dainei Do, Rabbi Adar Bar Min Yumi. Sabi the Surah, who's the elders of Surah, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Sabi B'Medisa, elders of B'Medisa, Rav Yehuda, Rav Eino. Charifa B'Medisa, the shop guys, Eifa, V'Avimi, B'nei Rechava. Amaroi the B'Medisa, who's that? Rabbi Rav Yosef. Amaroi the Narda, the rabbis in Arda, Rav Chama, Narbloi Masnu, Rami Bar Rebbe, probably. Baruchi. Okay. Amri Beirav. When it says Amri Beirav, when it says this Lashon Amri Beirav, that's Rav Huna. I fret him more of Amri Rav Huna Amri Beirav. Rav Huna is the one that said it. So how could it be it's Rav Huna? He says, you're right. El Rav Amnuna. It's Rav Amnuna. What about Amri Bemarava? Rabbi Yermia. Shochem Itam. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. Machkula Marava? Rabbi Lazar. Vashochem Itam. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. It says Rabbi Yisrael Chanina can't be El Epoch. Shalchem Adam is Rabbi Lezer. And Machlam Arava Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Are we going right there? I guess not. Tomorrow. Shkoyach to you. Ches 5. Ivarin ve'evri balimumen. Rabbi Lezer amim kar v'rosh echemen. Yikub kol roshen. Kar shal echemen. Yikub kol kray. V'chomayim v'afilu kar v'kulam. Kurz mal Achmem jetzt so besser schreif. Because this question is, are you toiler the Isser and the one that already went up in his back?